from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the king here live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, run by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. And that music means Howard Eskin is in the booth with us right now in our RV, sponsored by McGurk's Pub & Grill. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy draft, it is that time of the year, or need catering for it, make it McGurk's. Howard, how are we doing today?
Howard.
I'm just great. A little cooler out there today.
It's like football weather. Yeah,
you know, really it's cool. Either, so far in camp, it's either been rain or sun just beats down on you. So the sun's out, but it's cool. There's a nice breeze, so it's nice. It's a nice day at camp. It's football weather. Let's say it's football weather.
It is football weather. And Howard, we are now 2.5 weeks away from real football. The Eagles and the Packers down in Brazil.
But who's counting?
Well, all of us. We're all counting. We're all ready for it. Howard, how would you say, compare it to other years? Like, do you get a sense? Vic Fangio was asked today if he has a sense of how good they are. Has your mind changed? Do you think anything different about this team today than you did when camp started? Feel better? Feel more concerned about certain areas? Like, how has your mind changed the last 4 weeks, 3 weeks of camp?
Well, although WIP had it figured out,
we
didn't know what to expect before camp started, because you had new coordinators, and I knew Vic Fangio was good, and I knew Kellen Moore was good. I had mentioned to you guys before camp started that the length of time was going to change. It's going to be more work. They changed some people around who aren't here anymore, which had some ideas that it shouldn't have been that long. Well, that changed, and we see these practices are long. The last practice, what's today, Tuesday? The last practice was Sunday.
And that was like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
So I kind of lose track of the days because they all run together. But that changed. Last year, I don't think they had a two-hour practice. So those are the kind of things that I expected. Now, as far as the play, you knew they added some players that could at least tackle on defense.
That's a refreshing change from last year.
I know. They couldn't tackle me last year. But so I thought that was going to be better. What we see in practice, and I'm being totally honest, you see little things. We don't know by watching, despite the statistics of the quarterback.
Zero interceptions.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's history, Howard.
History by whom? History by...
Let Elliot have his moment.
Okay, that's fine. Captain Clickbait can enjoy it. But what I look for, and this is what I look for, not the numbers, but his accuracy is really good. Now, do we know that he's making the right read? And I've talked to a few coaches, and they say he's doing a really good job with decision-making, which is the reason I always liked Tanner McKee from last year. I thought he really did a good job with decision-making. I mean, he's still going to be the third-string quarterback, so we got to get over that. But the reality is Jalen's more accurate. The coaches tell me he's making good decisions. So that part of it's really good. So I look at that. I look at offense. You know, there's really kind of one major change on offense, but I think Cam Jurgens is a good player. Nobody's as good as Kelsey. So, but I'm not worried about the offense. And I think the defense is going to do a good job with the way. And you heard Vic Fangio the other day, and that wasn't Fangio, it was Mailata, where he said, you know, he disguises so many different things. And, you know, the offense has to understand. But the fact that he's doing things and other teams might not recognize it as quickly. So they're a better team. Even though they were 10-1 to start, they were 10-1 and they had some challenges. But they are a better team in a conference that I don't think is as good. I don't think San Francisco is going to be as good coming off a Super Bowl loss. I don't think Detroit will be as good, or their record won't be as good, because now they have to wake up to a tougher schedule and people know, oh, you're a better team.
Yeah, they're the hunted now. Yeah.
Right, okay. And then who's the other team? I think the Rams, if Stafford stays healthy, could be an interesting team. And the Eagles play them this year.
So in L.A., right?
In L.A., which, yeah. And I think Green Bay. I think the Eagles and Green Bay, I think, are the two best teams in the conference. Whatever team is the best, I think they're the two best. I think the Eagles are going to be really good, and the Cowboys are irrelevant. So,
all right, off that, you think the Cowboys are irrelevant. Howard, do you think the Eagles are a lock to win this division? And let me throw this in. Am I crazy to think the Commanders could jump up to be competitive this year? New coach, rookie quarterback. Sometimes it happens right away. The Texans last year had a new coach and a rookie quarterback, and they won their division. I think the Giants are terrible. I don't think Washington's going to be terrible.
No, I think Washington could be the second-place team.
I agree.
Yeah, I do believe that. Now, it comes down to a rookie quarterback doing a good job. Dan Quinn's a nice coach, but he's more of a defensive, obviously.
Kingsbury with the offense there.
Yeah, and it's just he's been, you know, I'm not excited about him. But they could be, because I just don't think Dallas is going to be as good. You know, CeeDee Lamb is greedy. Micah Parsons is going to jump right into the fray being greedy. Dak Prescott will take, he's going to get over $50 million, so what difference does it make?
Dak Prescott might get over 60 if he hits free agency. I mean, he will. If he's on the open market and three or four teams
somebody's
are bidding.
Somebody's got to be able to fit him in, but Dak Prescott doesn't win. So,
well, he does win 10, 12 games a year in the regular season.
Okay, and yeah. they don't win in the playoffs.
I hear you.
So I'm not worried about the Cowboys. So it's just, are they a lock? Yeah, if they don't have injuries, I think they're a lock.
All right, Howard Eskin calling it a lock. He's with you, Hugh.
Yeah, that's
no, I don't think they're a
that's
lock.
That's the only thing I agree
I'm not
with
ready
Howard
to say
about.
They're a lock. Yeah. Hugh
greedy,
over here.
That greedy thing, though, that's just sweet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ridiculous. Being greedy is no such thing.
Wait a minute. What's the difference between 30 and 35? And you're going to tell me.
$5 million.
Okay. You kind of lay that up for
us. You can't. Well, yeah, but you can't spend all that
money. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it the old college try.
Let me just break down something for you. Doesn't he have a contract this year, CD?
He does.
Okay. Doesn't Brandy Ayuk have a contract
this
year?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Well, so you signed the contract.
I agree with that part. Okay. But when you look at all the money that's being thrown around and you've put in the work that they put in, I mean,
outperforming your contract is the most asinine, ridiculous comment I have ever heard. Does anybody ever give money back when they underperform?
But wait a minute.
No, you get cut when you underperform.
We just signed AJ Brown. We just gave AJ Brown for some more money for outperforming his contract. I mean,
you know what you did? Howie Roseman signed him before he knew the numbers were going to go up.
Yeah, so he signed him before.
Well, he got ahead of AJ potentially being upset about his deal.
No, he didn't outperform. He saw the future, and he gave him the money, so he locked him down.
Well, that's why Howie's good. I mean, that's he always does this. He sees things ahead of time. Exactly right.
I mean, Hugh Douglas is about money.
I'm about being comfortable. Who is it? I mean, who doesn't like money?
You're the only person I know that don't like money.
Hold it.
Let me.
What do you got against money? What has money done to you?
What is uncomfortable about $30 million a year?
You know what? If I had a chance to get, like, say, $30 million is nice, but if I got a chance to get $35 million, I'm gonna try to at least get thirty-two and a half.
You want to be comfortable? It's like T.O. We go way back. I want money for my family.
We try to build generational wealth.
You don't care about your family. You care about yourself.
It's called generational wealth. He's trying to give generational wealth.
Oh, okay. All right. Money.
All right, Howard. One name we haven't talked about much in camp, because obviously it's camp, and they're not going to run him into the ground because they want to use him during the season. Saquon, right? It was a big deal when he got here, and then it's been quiet for camp because he's just kind of doing his thing. Howard, when we get to week one, 2.5 weeks from now, what do you expect the Eagles to run the ball more because they paid a running back? Or is it the same offense, they just have a more talented player back there? Because a lot of people now think, hey, they got Saquon, they'll run the ball more, they'll give him the ball 20 times a game. How do you expect them to use Saquon Barkley?
Can I educate you just a little bit?
Well, you could try.
Okay. It's tough with Hugh. I have a 50-50 chance. All right. The reason they gave him more money is he's going to be a receiver. And that's why people don't understand. I knew as soon as they paid him that money, I said, you know what? He's going to be a receiver a lot more than running backs for this team have been in the past. So will he get 20 touches? Yeah, he's probably going to get around 20 touches. But he might only run the ball 14, 15 times. I think he's going to be the third leading receiver on this team.
I agree with you on that.
Okay. So that's why they paid him, because he can do multiple things. And obviously, they're making it easier for Jalen Hurts. As a quarterback, he's going to have so many different options. The tight end was always a good option. Now you got the running back. It's going to be a really good option. So that's why they paid him more money. And the Giants, because their quarterback is so bad. He sucks so bad. What good does he do?
Crazy.
They made the mistake when they drafted Saquon number two. That was the lunacy of that. That franchise is a toilet.
And it's been that way for a decade. They've been bad for a long time.
It's awful. And it's a shame because I really like the offensive coordinator, but he's working with garbage. So
Kafka, right?
Yeah. Mike Kafka. I knew Mike well. And I don't know what to say to him if I text him. I can't bust his chops. He's trying to make chicken salad out of you know what. But they're just not good. You got to have – we all know this. This is not rocket science. You got to have a quarterback to win.
All right, Howard, the other concern this year is the pass rush. Is it good enough, right? Hassan Reddick's not here. Howard, who's going to lead – take out Jalen Carter. I'm talking about the edge rushers. So Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, Jalix Hunt, the rookie, and obviously Bryce Huff. Who leads the team in sacks on the edge? Who's their best pass rusher?
Okay, you said Swift, right?
So take out Jalen Carter, because he's a defensive lineman. I'm talking about their stand-up edge rushers. Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith. Bryce Huff, obviously, who they signed. Jalix Hunt, the rookie. Brandon Graham. Like, who's their best pass rusher? Because that...
Because Josh Sweat is playing for a... Assuming he stays healthy.
Yeah.
He's playing for a contract.
2 years ago, he did have a big year.
Yeah. And then he kind of faded the second half of the season. So they'll figure that out. But
do they have enough there?
I wouldn't be surprised if the edge rusher slash linebacker could be the leading sack person. But it's hard to say that Josh Sweat and then Huff.
Is Bryce Huff the real deal? Or you sold him?
They signed him.
You could pay anyone you want. Doesn't mean
but
he's
the
good.
The way Vic Fangio is going to run his defense, I think it could be pretty. I think it could be pretty good. So, but I think the combination of sacks will be as good as last year, without question. And that's what you want. It doesn't matter who's leading. It matters how much pressure you put on the quarterback.
Well, if you go back to the Super Bowl year 2017, I don't think they had a 10-sack guy that season. I think they just was a combination of everyone. So, it could work like that.
You know, we get all caught up in sacks. And, you know, when you realize Reggie White was phenomenal. When he led and Michael Strahan broke the record for a season. When
Brett Favre laid down?
He laid down. He had 21 sacks, but he had it in 12 games. It was a strike year.
Remarkable.
He had it in 12 games. He was incredible, and what a nice person, but the fact is his ability to play the game. But, you know, I just worry about the total number, the pressure and the total number, not the individual number. And I think I like Hassan Reddick, but I think he was worried about numbers.
Well, so obviously still. He still wants his contract with the
Jets. Well, not those numbers. It's another guy that's
under contract. Oh, you mean his sack numbers.
His sack numbers, yeah. It's just, come on. You're under contract there, bro. Let's go.
All right, Howard. While we have you, before we let you go, yesterday, as you heard all day, a lot of reaction to the Phillies and Rob Thompson and the ninth inning of the Sunday game. What was your reaction to what happened there as they go down with Cal Stevenson and Garrett Stubbs as Harper and JT sit on the bench?
Here's the bigger problem. When you give guys days off, and you tell them they're not going to do anything. He had three starters. He gave days off. So now you shortened your roster.
Of course, you're playing three men down. Yeah,
three men down. I think it was a horrible decision, and I like Rob Thompson, but he's stuck on, what's the matter? Today, yesterday off wasn't enough. He had to have 2 days off in a row. The one at bat is going to change. You're an idiot.
Hugh's gone so soft. It's unbelievable.
I mean, he's making $30 million a year. And, you know, he's getting paid. You know, you can't take one at bat. I mean, you got to, as Herm Edwards, or who is it? Herm Edwards or Jim Morrison. You play to win. It was Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
You play to win the game. A day off. What are you kidding me? When you have a day off the next day, it was a terrible, terrible. Now, I don't know that he's going to hit a home run. But he's certainly better than what you put up there.
Oh, way better chance. I mean, Cal Stevenson just got here. Hugh, you've had 24 hours to reconsider this.
I do not recant anything. I stand on everything that I said, even though Howard is over here calling me mean and hurtful names. When you tell somebody when they have the day off, man, that's what they expect the day
off. Wait a minute. You're a professional athlete. You're expected to play.
You know what? That is I hear that. Everybody says that. Well, you're getting paid so-and-so amount of dollars.
Yeah.
What about the mental preparation that it takes to get ready for the game?
Are you going
to
tell me that because he had the day off, he didn't go in the batting cage the game?
No, he didn't. I don't think he did. Well, how about this? Let me say, since it's so easy to do, Howard, go hit a home run. Go hit me a home run right now.
I'm not saying he would, but is he better than the guy they put up at the plate?
I mean, yes, he is.
Okay,
but it's
a simple answer.
But he was not prepared to go.
I'm asking you. I'm in a court of law right now.
Was he a better option?
Yes.
If he was available,
yes. or no?
No.
If
he was half asleep, he's a better option than Cal Stevenson.
Well, so easy. Joe, go hit me a home run
now. No, but that's not what I do.
We're not asking him to hit a home run.
But that's like saying, I'm off today, and then you put a microphone in front of me. Give me an opinion on the Eagles. I'll give you an opinion. Like, I'll just do it when I wake up.
Don't ask me. If you give me the day off, don't call me and ask me to give an opinion.
No, we're not going to do that. All right, Howard.
The day off to me means day off.
Howard, we're getting close now. Hopefully, are you ready? Are you ready for sideline duties? I mean, you've had training camp.
What is your shoe game looking like?
Are you ready for the regular
season?
Do you have the outfit picked out?
Yes.
For Saturday?
For Saturday and then for week one.
Yeah, this Saturday. What
you doing? For week one I have picked, but I'm not telling anybody.
Okay.
So you got some new shoes that you had made or something? I know you keep with some nice – Some nice Vans.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I will.
Oh, so you're not sharing? You're not sharing?
Nope.
He's got to unveil game.
Yeah, it's game day. It's like the, you know, like the game plan.
Okay.
It's like when the players walk in with their outfit, Howard walks in with his.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, it's just, you know, when I dress, I know I'm sitting between two guys that I know I will dress better.
Well, I mean, the bar is pretty low close. In here.
I feel attacked.
I could bring a homeless guy in here, and it would be a step up.
I was going to say, who's the most well-dressed show on WIP, but I don't know if there is a most well-dressed show.
You know what?
It had to be the afternoon show.
Afternoon, probably, because Ike carries
that show, like, as far as the dress is concerned.
Yeah.
Because Spike, being Spike, or
well, Spike's
Spike,
a T-shirt
me,
guy.
Yeah, we kind of dress
alike. Tries to dress on Sunday, too. But
oh, yeah.
He gets close, but he can't step up to my game.
We'll rate that this season. All right, Howard, we appreciate it. We'll talk to Howard next Tuesday, always every week on the Midday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.